Okay, here at the top of the show, I want you to think about this. How would you confront your partner and their mistress or mister? Is it the same thing? Is mistress? Is a male cheating? Is that a mister? They're affair haver. Like, what would you say? Is there an appropriate way to do that? Because my mom has some advice, and my advice is way different. I want to see what you think coming up today on the show.
Hi, my name's Kramer, and I am proud to admit that I am a mama's boy.
You're not just any mama's boy. You're a certified mama's boy. And this is the Certified Mama's Boy Podcast.
Yeah, what's up? Happy Thursday. Welcome to this show called the Certified Mama's Boy Podcast. We're a show that's got three principles. It's live, laugh, love your mom. That means we live our lives out loud, we laugh a lot, and we love my mom, my co-host, Nancy Yancey. Hi, Mom.
Hi, honey.
God, I really wish I would hit record just a second earlier. You could hear the conversation that just happened in the room. We, in case you don't know, we have a text group, right? And if you want to join, just text the word, I don't know how to join our text group anymore. How do you text? I haven't solicited.
888-Kramer-8.
Yeah, but you got to text a word. What is it? I don't remember the word is.
Oh,
anyway,
I don't know.
It's above
my pay grade.
That's really bad. I should know how to join our text group. But obviously, we haven't really done a lot of text promotion recently. So anyway, if you're part of the text group and you probably got a text today talking about an episode, and my dad just came in the room and was like, "What'd he say, Mom? How did this happen?"
He said, "Did y'all need me to come in here?" And I said, "What?" He said, "Well, Stephen just sent a text and says he wants me to come in here."
So he got the mass text, right? And for some reason, I don't know what it said. It didn't say anything about coming in the room. It said, let me actually read the text, because I want to see what it said. I think it said, "Are you running out of life bandwidth?" Because, you know, yesterday's episode was really, really super heavy, and I'm having another hard day today, but we're gonna soldier through. So it says, "Do you feel like you've run out of life bandwidth? Come cry with me in the first 5 minutes of today's show." So he probably thought.
He thought you wanted, he wanted you to be on the show for the first 5 minutes. Aww. So you could cry with him.
Aww. Aww, now I feel
that's
bad.
Sweet.
That's really nice. That's very nice. Well, tomorrow is his day. He will have all the time he wants to shine. All the time
he
wants.
He's got a surprise for you tomorrow.
Oh, good. I'm excited. Like, I could use a good surprise. Mom, I know you wanted to make a comment really quick about yesterday's episode. In case you're listening to the first time this week, I have had a really, really heavy week, and it's just tough. And I was getting emotional in yesterday's episode, and I talked about how this card had come in. My mom wasn't on the first part of yesterday's show. This card had come in while I was gone, and Mommy had postmarked on the 31st, but I didn't get it till the 17th. And it was sitting right literally as you walk in the door to my house. It was just sitting there right in front of my front door. Mm-hmm. And obviously it was like 3 weeks late, and I just didn't know like how in the world to get there. What did you want to say about that story? Because I know you didn't get a chance to talk about it yesterday.
Well, you know, you and I haven't really caught up with each other yet, but
around here. We don't have any more. There's no time for family. We just got to keep the family business
right.
running. We
That's
can't really
right.
have connections anymore.
But when I did listen to the podcast, I was like, wow, because I think I sent that out like December 28th or something.
Yeah.
It was between Christmas and New Year.
Yeah.
Because I wanted you to have it for the new year, right?
Right.
And so the fact that that would arrive at your doorstep, not in your mailbox, at a time when perhaps it really was much more meaningful mm-hmm. than it would have been January 1.
Yeah.
Is just astounding
yeah.
to me. I mean, it's that really is the way the spirit moves. I'm telling you.
I just don't even know. I wish I could talk to this. It's still sitting here. I wish I could talk to this envelope and wonder what in the world happened.
Where have
you
been?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. What was the journey? How'd you get here? Mm-hmm. So yes. I'm not great again today. Just tired more than anything. Mm-hmm. I haven't really been sleeping at all. A couple hours a night. And I didn't want today to get emotional. It's just kind of hard to. Here's what I hate the most about what I do. I'm gonna tell you what I hate the most about what I do, and I love the most about what I do. Okay, we'll do both sides. What I hate the most about what I do is when I'm having a hard day. My creativity is low. My energy is low. My observations of the world aren't focused on show type content, if you will, you know.
Right.
I don't focus about how awkward I'm being in the elevator or, you know, whatever else is going on in the world. I'm kind of very internalized. Everything is just very much in my head. And I just got to push through, you know. Mm-hmm. And, you know, the radio show especially, I'm just like, oh, God. Let me just smile for a minute, you know. I'm just at a point where my life feels so off track. And I really want to do like drastic things to try to like get it on track. I think I'm stagnant because I'm doing the same thing.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I'm expecting, what is that?
Insanity.
Yeah.
What is insanity? Doing the same thing and expecting it to be different.
And it's like, I hear, I just haven't been following. I just haven't really been tuned in. I think I just kind of lost track with who I am. And I don't know. My brain's just going crazy trying to like process all this stuff and not sleeping. I just feel like this is almost like, it's just hard because even listening to yesterday's episode, I don't go back and listen to all of them, but I really wanted to listen back to yesterday's because I thought it was, I hope this is like, I always wonder when we'd have emotional episodes, how they're going to come across. Mm-hmm. And so I went back and listened, and it was so hard because when I was going to the first part of the episode was so tough, right? It was so emotional. Mm-hmm. And then the second part that was recorded before vacation, I was feeling, I even mentioned at the end of the show yesterday, I'm like, I'm feeling really good. I'm like, damn it. Like, I don't know how you go from feeling so good. Like, I really was feeling like, like I was kind of feeling confident, even though I still feel lost. I just felt like confident, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I've kind of lost my confidence.
Mm-hmm.
Like maybe I don't know what I'm doing.
You know. We all have a lot of awakenings in our lives, and we never know when or where or whom we may be with when those things happen.
Yeah.
But I believe that the Spirit moves us when we are ready to be moved. And not a moment before.
I kind of feel like that. I feel like this is my vegan shift where, or my alcohol shift where like I didn't even really have control of it.
Mm-hmm.
I just started doing,
mm-hmm.
Like I never planned. I think the only thing I ate that was a vegetable before 2019 was like a Caesar salad
with lots of dressing.
with hold the lettuce. That was literally about as much vegetable as I ate. Now that's literally
that's
all I eat, you know, and I didn't have plans on doing it. I just really woke up one day and felt influenced by my brother, actually, who was just kind of like, hey, you should try to be vegan. I'm like, what the hell? That sounds terrible. And I hated doing it. And then I just started doing it. I haven't stopped because I just haven't. And then the no alcohol thing, even the gluten thing was just, you just keep hearing the same messages over and over again. One day it just clicks. And again, I'm going to kind of reserve the story for now, because I'm still just, it's raw. It's
raw.
Well,
and you need, honestly, honey, you need to sit with it.
Yeah.
And be still and to listen and try to calm your mind, because you're getting some really very strong messages right now.
Yeah.
And you need to filter them and process them yourself.
And they're scary. It's scary. Mm-hmm. It's scary to me, because mm-hmm. it's just, I'm just scared. Mm-hmm. I don't feel like I'm ready for this. Gotta talk. I'll tell you something that, you know, I look for signs mm-hmm. when I start to feel off track. And in Tulum, they have all these like motivational signs around like on the streets. Mm-hmm. Like you'd see like a crosswalk sign, but they have these motivational signs. And there's two, both times that I've gone, there's been two in the same area. One of them is forgive yourself. Mm-hmm. And the other one is, if not now, when? Mm. I do not want to have an emotional show today. We can't have two emotional shows. This is going to be bad for ratings.
Yeah, right.
If not now, when? Mm-hmm. And like, you ever just see something and you're like, I needed to see that?
Yes. Those are powerful messages.
I don't know. I'm just processing. Yeah. I'm just processing. So we're not going to focus any more on me today. I will say, if you want to focus on me, though, you can go listen. Kramer and Jess Uncensored today is going to have one of my favorite guests ever, who did not plan on this life shift at the same time as this. She was scheduled weeks ago. Mystic Michaela, who is one of our favorites.
Yes.
She's just a super awesome person. I'm not a big psychic person. I'm not. But Michaela has been, if you've never heard her before, she's just very real about it. It doesn't feel forced, and she's very compassionate. And I am probably going to be in tears on that episode. I don't know what's happening, but something is shifting inside of me and I just got to follow it. And I don't know where the hell it's going. And it seems really scary to me.
Don't be afraid.
What'd you say?
Don't be afraid.
Yeah. Yeah.
Don't be afraid. You've got it.
All right. Let's focus on you, Mom. I guarantee you that 100% of people listening would not be having the moral dilemma that my mom is going through right now. I don't even know how in the world this is even really a question with you. I don't know how in the world you're even pausing to question if this is the right decision or the wrong decision. But I will let you present it to our amazing jury over here, and they can decide.
Okay. So I have a car that's now a year old.
Truth be told,
it's a year old.
No, I'm just saying. Okay. Truth be told, we're gonna tell the whole story on this.
Well, I don't know. How much of it do you want to know?
I just feel like there's.
About the accident.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, I've okay. already let it out.
Okay, so I didn't know because
it's fine.
I was sworn to secrecy, so I didn't know how much of the story we were actually telling.
Yes.
Okay. All right.
Yes.
So what happened?
Yes. 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 So anyway, I'll just jump to this incident. So I've had some problems with my car. You know, the first month I had it, a guy backed into my side door and they had to replace the entire door, and it never was quite right. And the electronic door opening thing didn't work. So I've been back a couple of times and then there was a piece that, you know, kind of split, and now they've reordered that. Anyway, I've had a lot of problems, and I had some problems with my first customer service person there. So I ditched him and I called the manager. And the manager
this
promised.
This family, by the way, this is a reoccurring theme in the Yancey family. Yes.
Yeah, what do you do, right?
Never give up.
Never give
Always
up.
Always go to the top.
Always go to the top, okay? Mm-hmm. So I called the manager and I said, look, I don't trust this guy as far as I can throw him. You know, I really need some help with this. Can you help me? Yes, I can. Okay, so he ordered the part that I needed. And he said, don't worry, I'm going to take good care of you, you know. I'll be sure he doesn't call you back, blah, blah, blah. Okay. So fast forward, I'm waiting for this one part to come in, right, for the original repair. And I ran over a ladder on Highway 400, which is it's a busy road. It broke a piece out of the bottom part of this same door and split the rubber that goes beside the door on the inside.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, well, I was all upset, and I thought, oh, gosh, I'm not telling Jimmy Mac about
so
this.
She didn't tell my dad, because it just got back from the repairs. How many days was it?
No, like maybe a week or less.
So she didn't say a word to my dad, and I was kind of sworn to secrecy not to say anything about this.
No,
so.
And I didn't want him to know because he worries about me driving up and down 400.
Right,
well,
I know.
That's my lifeline, right? I mean, that's everything I do. I get on 400 to go do it.
Yeah.
And so I didn't want to hear, oh, you're gone too much. You shouldn't be on 400. I thought, okay, I'm just going to leave this alone. Hope he doesn't see it, and I'll figure it out. So I got an estimate from the people when I went back. It was going to be $1,250. I said, oh my goodness gracious, there's no way I can hide that. So I said, you know, I just can't do it. I really don't want my husband to know. I told him that same story. And he said, well, just, you know, we'll just leave it. He said, it's not going to harm anything. You'll just see it. And I said, okay, fine. So I left it alone. But honestly, every time I open that door, I see it, right?
Mm-hmm.
Jim has yet to see it.
That's the good
okay?
news.
So he calls me last week and he says, okay, your part for the door that he owed me, right, from the original repair is in. And I'm going to go ahead and order the other two parts for the repair on the bottom. And I said, oh no. I said, I really don't know that I can afford that right now. And he said, honestly, I know how much you like that car and you have had so much trouble with that door. I'd just like to do it for you at no cost.
It's nice, right? No cost. And the original cost is supposed to be what?
$1,250. And I immediately said, no way. I would never get you in any kind of trouble or ask you to do anything like that. He said, it's not going to get me in any kind of trouble. He said, and I'd be glad to do it for you. He said, but if you want to accept it, you want to pay half? He said, you know, we can negotiate. And I said, oh, I just don't know. And he said, well, I've already ordered the parts. So when they come in, I'll call you and you can let me know what you want to do. Bring it down here. I'll take care of it. Now I'm waiting on him to call me and tell me the parts are here. And I'm having a really hard time letting him do that for nothing.
What in the world is wrong with you?
I think at some core level, I do know this about myself. I am a much better giver than receiver.
Who in the world? My mom now feels guilty because she's like, I shouldn't accept this. And I'm like, 100% of other people, 100% of other people would rush their car down there so damn fast and just leave it there to make sure they didn't change their mind. You know what I mean? There's not one person. There's literally not one person that would say, I feel guilty. I feel weird about this. Yeah. No, you go and you get that damn thing and you don't say another word about it. You want to talk about the universe giving you what you need? There you go. You were so worried about it, so guilty about it. And you finally manifested it and there you go. It's yours. All right.
And I did tell Jim about it then. And he said, well, that's great. God, he'll do that for you. That is so nice. And I said, yeah, I don't think I can do it. I don't think I can.
But seriously.
He said, then pay him half. He said, pay him half, and that'll make you feel better.
And what about that?
Yeah, I mean, I think I'd feel better paying $625.
No. You just go. Does anybody want to? Is literally, we can get one call, and I don't think we can get one call. Can we get one call of anybody that's like, yeah, she shouldn't do that? That's not right. 100% of people right now are shaking their head like, oh, my God, please.
And by the way, this is not some 70-year-old man trying to hit on me either.
Even so. I mean, I'd still say go for it.
This little guy is your age. I could be his mom.
Still say you got to go. You got to go for it.
Remind him of his mom. I don't know.
Oh, man. We are going to do our quote for today.
Okay. It's from Steve Miraboli, and listen carefully. I promise you, nothing is as chaotic as it seems. Nothing is worth diminishing your health. Nothing is worth poisoning yourself in distress, anxiety, and fear. That's Steve Miraboli. Heed his words. When we are in the midst of something that's unsettling, and I think that's a good way to describe where you are, right? It's unsettling what's happening. It seems so incredibly chaotic, and it's like being sucked up in a whirlwind, and you cannot get out of it. But I promise you, you're going to look back on this in probably a fairly short time and realize that it is not as crazy as it seems, that something was happening that needed to happen in order for you to have a fulfilling life. And it's not worth jeopardizing your health. So try to do everything you can, everything in your power, to reduce your stress and your anxiety, to eat well, exercise, get some sleep, put yourself first, and take exquisite care of yourself.
I just have to trust it.
You have to trust it, yes.
And, I don't have it. You know me, like all I want to do is just be like, okay, so here's the story. So here's the deal. And I don't feel comfortable with that yet because I still don't even quite know
know what it is.
I don't even know how I got here.
Right.
So I'm just sensitive. I'm very sensitive, but
I'll tell you something else, honey. The last thing you need is to have hundreds of people giving you their opinions of what's happening. That will mess you up so fast because this is your journey and your journey alone.
Yeah.
And you need to listen to your own heart and your own soul. And that includes even the things that your mom says to you, who you know loves you dearly. But you know, and you internalize that and you hold it close and process it, and it will become clear to you.
And I think that goes to anybody, you know, like
absolutely.
I've just been through enough of these now that like are just so weird. And I'm curious to hear what Michaela's gonna say. But it's not that it's so weird. It's like it's gonna be just kind of like a little tornado here for a minute.
Yeah, you're in the midst of the storm, the whirlwind.
Yeah.
But it's going to settle down.
Yeah.
And you're going to see things more clearly.
All right. Today's episode is brought to you by Cozy Earth. It was very nice to come home to a cozy, and we've talked literally nothing about Mexico. I'll have to give you the story. It doesn't seem to be the priority right now of everything else. Cozy Earth. It was so nice to get home and actually get into a Cozy Earth bed. You don't know how much you're going to miss your own bed with Cozy Earth sheets on it. Today, by the way, is the second to last day that we're going to have this offer. Cozy Earth has the world's softest sheets. If you've not slept on Cozy Earth sheets before, you're really doing yourself a disservice. Honestly, these things are made out of 100% bamboo, and they're different. Actually, I don't know if it's 100%. Take that back. They're made from bamboo, and in the colder months, it breathes so much better. In the warmer months, it's so much cooler. It regulates your body's temperature way better than cotton. And you ever have to like walk away from something to really appreciate it? Not that I don't appreciate my Cozy Earth bed, but I just forgot about it. You just get so used to the comfort, you forget about it. You come back home. Mom, you got Cozy Earth sheets. You know what I'm talking about.
Oh, yes.
Just go a night without that. And all of a sudden you're like, wait a minute. Mm-hmm. It's the world's softest sheets. It's not just sheets, though. It's clothes. It's anything comfy. And now that we're here on the East Coast, it is very cold. Actually, it's not that cold. I'm just lying. It's 50 degrees. It's 50 degrees today. But it's cold in the morning. My leave is 26, okay? Mm-hmm. But it's the winter months, so we're all trying to be cozy and cuddle up with cozy things, and they are like the kings of cozy. So go look at everything they have to offer. That 40% off coupon, y'all, this is it. This is literally the last 2 days for sure to go get 40% off at CozyEarth.com. That's CozyEarth.com. Promo code's Kramer40 at CozyEarth.com. Also, today's episode is brought to you by Athletic Greens. AG1 is who we're talking about. Y'all, I love AG1. I do. I want you to know this is how much I love AG1. In case you're wondering what this is, AG1 is a daily powder that you take that has 75 high quality vitamins, minerals, whole food source, superfoods, probiotics, and adaptogens to start your day out right. And it's just, you take a scoop of it every morning and you put it in a cup of water, you mix it up, and boom, you're good. Well, I'm so addicted to this that I literally bought the travel packs to go with it so I could take it with me to Mexico with me. So it's literally that good. My digestion, great, by the way. No E. coli this time, I think. So far, so good. It takes 2 to 5 days to show up, so we'll see. And Mom, you love AG1. You can talk about it for just a second.
I love it. Yeah. I love it. You know, typically I'll add it to my protein shake, but today I had an appointment. I didn't have time to make my protein shake before I left. So I just mixed it up in the water bottle that it comes in and I drank it on the road.
Yeah.
It's so easy and it is so good for you. And I stopped taking about $100 a month in other vitamin supplements because they were already in AG1.
That's crazy.
So it more than paid for itself.
That's crazy. So to make it easy, Athletic Greens is going to give you a free 1 year supply of immune supporting vitamin D and 5 free travel packs with your purchase. And all you got to do is go to athleticgreens.com/Kramer. Again, it's athleticgreens.com/Kramer to take ownership over your health if you're looking for just to make your overall body better. To focus on your gut health, your nervous system, your immune system, your energy level, your recovery, your focus, your aging, all those things can be summed up into one serving of AG1 every single day. So athleticgreens.com/Kramer. Certified fans, I really feel it's funny because most of you I've never actually met in real life, right? I'd say probably 95% of you I've never actually met in real life. And to have the support of you guys, especially during this time, is so crazy to me. I can't tell you how many people reached out yesterday. Actually, I can. It's probably 20. I don't want to be too dramatic. Thousands of people. That's me on the radio. We just got 1 million emails came in. Mm-hmm. Probably 20 of you guys reached out, sent your sentiment and mostly certified fans, you guys that follow the show. And this is how we can afford to keep it going. I'll be honest, y'all, I'm not getting rich off this podcast. Okay. but we can keep the lights on because of certified fans. It's a $6 a month contribution, and you get the perks of being the certified fan. You get the extra Facebook page, the content, the text, the, you know, the discounts and everything else. So we just very thankful for you for what you do. And if you want to join us, you can text the word fans, F-A-N-S, to 888-Kramer-8, fans to 888-Kramer-8. And you can join us for just $6 a month. When you do join, you get a whole episode dedicated to you. And we had somebody join, and I'm confused about this. I'm confused by this. So I want to clarify what's happening here. So one of my, God, you had to have been, if not the first certified fan ever, then within the first couple of days, we literally had, I got to pull this up now. Sorry, it's been a week since I pulled up certified fans. One of my biggest supporters, let me tell you about this person, and I think who it is while I'm pulling this up. This person supported me in San Diego. And then when I moved to Maryland, she wakes up every day and she listens to the radio show in Maryland every day. Veronica B, are you back? Because I know you were a certified fan before. And so Veronica, I don't know if you came back. I don't know what's happened here.
No, but Veronica, she's on the page. Yeah.
Yeah, Veronica. It's one of my favorites from San Diego. So Veronica, I don't know what happened, but you're back. Maybe you took a break and came back. I didn't notice. But thank you so much. You are a saint, and I love you. And let's give a shout out to the very deserving Veronica B. Veronica B, mom.
Whoop, whoop. To Veronica B. from California.
Yep. Love you.
So grateful for you. Text word, you on the fan page too.
Text word fans, F-A-N-S to 888-Kramer-8. Join us. All right. Ask my mom time. This is a kind of a heavy one. God, today's episode has been so heavy. This is an advice segment. If you ever need some advice, my mom's been a mom now for 43 years and she can kind of sit you on her knee, proverbial knee. It's mom's to do that. I don't know. She can cradle you in her arms and try to help you through your situation. And then we, as your podcast family, hop in as well. Just go to certifiedmamasboy.com and enter all your information. And then boom, it's right there. So we get on the podcast. Mom, what's happening today?
Dear Mama Nancy, I am writing to you for advice on how to confront my husband's mistress. I recently found out about their affair, and I am struggling to come to terms with it. I have been married to my husband for almost 5 years, and we were together for 3 before that. No kids, but we have built a life together. This betrayal has left me feeling lost and hurt. Without getting too far into who the mistress is, I have an emotional need to confront her and my husband. I am not sure how to go about it. I don't want to come across as angry or bitter, but I also don't want to look like I'm the fool in this situation. I would appreciate any advice you can give me on how to approach this difficult situation. How can I confront my husband and his mistress in a way that is calm and assertive? How can I make sure that my feelings are heard and respected? Thank you for your help. Oh, first of all, I'm sorry. That's a,
I thought you were going to say, first of all, you can't, but go ahead.
That's a sad place to be in. I mean, there's obviously so much emotion behind it. And, you know, I don't think that you can come off as not being angry or bitter if you are. And I don't know how you can possibly be calm and assertive if you aren't. So I'm saying this all to say I would truly recommend talking to a therapist and talking through the situation and letting them coach you on how to do that, because there are so much emotion and so many feelings behind it.
Yeah, you're a saint. I think that if anyone's been cheated on, you handle it I think however you handle it, it's like the way you handle it, right? Mm-hmm. I mean, do we agree with that?
Yeah. And she's obviously wanting to do the respectful thing and the right thing.
Yeah.
Even though he has not done the right thing.
Right. Right. Yeah, I don't think there is a wrong way to process that. You know, when I found out my ex-wife was having an affair, I just went in the room and was like, mm-hmm. And I don't even feel mad about that. Mm-hmm. I don't even feel mad about that. Not even a little bit. So yes, I think that you should, I don't know, Mom, do you think she goes to a therapist first or she say something first? I don't know. I give you credit for being able just to even, you know, write the show.
I know. Well, I think that it would be very helpful to talk to someone to be able to express her feelings and really get in touch with what it is she is feeling.
Yeah.
So that she can articulate it clearly to the two of them.
Right.
You know, it kind of reminds me of when your brother Brian came out as being gay, and you know, Jim and I were certainly, I mean, what we wanted to do was to let him know how much we loved and cared for him and to let him know that we accepted him totally as for who he was. But we also had a lot of mixed emotions. I mean, it's surprising and shocking when you see your child as someone for whom he genuinely is, but for whom you had not really seen
right
before in that way.
Right.
If that makes sense.
Right.
And
yeah.
So we, you know, the two of us said, well, we had a few days before we knew we were going to see him because he was away at the time. And we went and talked to our therapist and said, we want to be sure that we get our stuff out of the way.
Mm-hmm.
Whatever that is. You know, we don't know how we're feeling about it right now, other than surprised, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
But we need to get our stuff out of the way so that when we are with him, we can let him know that he is okay and we are okay.
Right.
And it was enormously helpful. Oh, my gosh. It was enormously helpful because it did work out exactly that way.
Right.
And from that moment forward, it was never an issue for us at all.
Well, if you got some advice, honestly, like if you've had to do this before and you want to share your advice, 888-Kramer-8, hop in the conversation. And Mom, that's going to do it for you today. I love you.
Okay, honey. Love you forever.
You know what's weird? Adult acne. Am I right? I never thought when I was in school learning how to be a broadcaster, I'd be talking about adult acne. But here we are. And like, what are you supposed to do with it? Like, where'd this come from? I don't even know. But I want to introduce you to Apostrophe if this is something that you deal with. Apostrophe is an online platform that connects you with an expert dermatology team that gets you customized acne treatment for your unique skin. And through Apostrophe, you can get access or oral or topical medication, is what I'm trying to say, that use these clinically proven ingredients to help clear your acne skin. All you do is fill out an online consultation about your skin goals and your medical history. Then you snap a few selfies, and then a board-certified dermatologist will create your initial customized treatment plan. Apostrophe offers access to prescription treatments of all types of acne, from hormonal acne to facial acne, and even back, chest, and butt acne. So whatever your skin goals are for the year, you know, that's, you know, for me, it's a texture thing as I'm 39.66 years old. So working with them has been really good. And we have a special deal for you. All you got to do is get your first visit's $5, by the way. $5 at apostrophe.com/Kramer. And that's only when you use our code Kramer, though. Okay. That's a savings of $15. And this code is only available to our listeners of Certified Mama's Boy. So to get started, just go to apostrophe.com/Kramer and that'll get you started. And then you can use the code Kramer at sign up. And then you'll get your first visit for just $5. So if you got adult acne or just any acne, just go to apostrophe.com.
flex your business with an American Express Business Gold Card. You'll earn 4 times membership rewards points on your top 2 eligible spending categories, like transit and electronics, each month, on up to $150K in combined purchases per year. Plus, you can now earn 3 times membership rewards points on flights and prepaid hotels booked on AmexTravel.com. Terms and points cap apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/business-gold. Amex Business Gold, built for business by American Express.
All righty. I did not mean for this to be an emotional episode. Honestly, I've slept maybe 2 hours for the last 4 nights, so I'm a little kooky more than anything. I love you so much. Thank you so much for being a part of our show. And tomorrow, Jimmy Mack is really going to be on. I can actually text him and tell him to come in. So, all right. Love you. We'll do it tomorrow.
Okay. That's it for today. Thanks for listening to my son's podcast, Certified Mama's Boy. Be sure to review and subscribe and tell your friends. Love you forever.